Hello, dear listeners, and welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we turn ordinary kitchens into extraordinary culinary workshops. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into something a little different but equally thrilling: growing your own psilocybe mushrooms at home. Yes, you heard that right. Whether you're a seasoned mycologist or just curious about the world of mushroom cultivation, this episode is packed with insights to get you started on your mushroom growing adventure. First things first, let's talk about what you'll need to begin. Cultivating mushrooms at home requires some basic yet essential equipment. You'll need a pressure cooker for sterilization, high-quality grain or substrate, spore syringes or culture jars, and of course, gloves and a mask for personal safety. Remember, working in a clean, sterile environment is crucial for successful mushroom growth. Now, onto the substrate, the foundation of mushroom cultivation. You might wonder, what exactly goes into a mushroom substrate? Well, the perfect mix includes coco coir, which is fantastic for moisture retention and aeration. Then we have vermiculite and gypsum. Vermiculite also aids in moisture retention and adds minerals, while gypsum supplies calcium and sulfur, boosting mushroom development. Let's mix these ingredients. Ensure the blend is homogeneous, much like preparing a consistent baking mix. The consistency should resemble a well-wrung sponge, moist but not dripping. This is crucial for creating an ideal environment for your mushrooms to thrive. Next up, pasteurization. Unlike sterilization, which eliminates all microorganisms, pasteurization will kill off harmful bacteria while preserving beneficial microbes. You'll want to heat your substrate to between 140 to 160 Fahrenheit and keep it there for 1 to 2 hours. Make sure to stir occasionally to ensure even heat distribution. After your substrate is pasteurized and cooled, it's time for inoculation. Introduce your mushroom spores or mycelium to the substrate. Then, the waiting game begins. Incubation requires patience and attention to detail. Keep your inoculated substrate in a dark, humid place at about 75 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit mushrooms. This step is crucial, as the right conditions will lead your mushrooms through successful growth phases. And there you have it. You're on your way to growing your very own psilocybe mushrooms. It's a process that might require some tweaks and adjustments, but the results are incredibly rewarding. Remember, always check the legal regulations in your area regarding the cultivation of psilocybin-containing mushrooms and prioritize safety above all. Well, that's all for today's episode. I hope you found it enlightening and inspiring. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, the world of home cooking, and in this case, home cultivating, is full of surprises waiting to be discovered. Until next time, keep experimenting and exploring. Happy mushroom growing, and of course, happy cooking.